Item three, progress reports. Sorry, you have to listen to me again. First of all, Hong Kong Island, members, you have in front of you a report on the work of the this task force, seventh meeting held on the 30th of August. First item we spent quite a lot of time on is the Hong Kong Island East Harbour Front study, a very important study. This was the third time it had been to us, and it, this is the final findings, if you like, of the study. Very supportive of virtually all the recommendations that it contains. Want to see it moved forward. Challenges that obviously it's a very extensive shopping list of items. Suggested enhancements to the island, to the island east waterfront, running right through from Causeway Bay through to beyond Quarry Bay. So clearly, there's a lot to be done. You'll see here that we identified three areas which we thought should be taken forward as a priority: the streetscape enhancement works, the boardwalk, and particularly under the island eastern corridor. We think that's a very innovative solution. In terms of providing connectivity between Quarry Bay and Causeway Bay, and members were very supportive of that particular initiative, and also the SkyTrail, which would link help connectivity at the far end of the island as well. So we urged the planning department, who seemed to be the champion at the moment anyway, to start to initiate discussions with all the relevant government departments with a view to trying to at least prioritise and take some of the identified items forward as quickly as possible. Second item we talked about was the construction of the additional floors above central piers numbers 4 to 6. We seem to be having a series of presentations and briefings at the moment about how the income that's produced from the piers might be enhanced, if you like, to help cross-subsidise ferry fares. This was part of that particular initiative. This is ferries numbers 4 to 6. Slight concern on the part of members that we are looking things a little piecemeal again, but appreciate there's a priority on this particular item, given the need to help fund the ferry services going forward. One thing that we were made aware of is that there is a commercial feasibility study being undertaken to ascertain how the different facilities in the ferry piers might best be allocated, if you like, between food and beverage and retail and other uses. And we felt that that should be the driver behind the ultimate size and volume of any additional space that's added onto the piers, and we ask that, that be brought back to us, that study, as and when it's been completed, which we understood will be literally in 6 weeks to 2 months. On the item C, that's another ferry pier proposal, which again we were supportive of. This is to accommodate dining services in the new Wan Chai ferry pier, which is under construction at the moment. That requires moving items from column 2 to column 1 under the zoning plan, and we were supportive of that. We then had a creative proposal tabled and and put to us about this observation wheel, which you probably read about in the press, which it was suggested could be located on the central Wan Chai waterfront. As a concept, I think we all thought it had merit, it added vibrancy, it added life. Some debate on location, but as an initiative, I think we felt as a task force that we should support it. And obviously, the proponent now has gone away to talk to different government departments about how and where it might be located. We then essentially an update. F. Sites 4 and 7, again, a very important initiative here. This is where we're looking, if you remember, for a collaboration model which would enable us to take forward Sites 4 and 7 as a joint public-private initiative. And we have GHK working on this under the direction of the Development Bureau. They presented their preliminary findings to us. Still a lot to be done, and we've asked them to come back when they really work the thing up in detail. There is some urgency, and we realise that. And this is the prototype, perhaps, for other studies. So it's very important that we do spend time and get this right. Again, Maggie, I don't know if there's anything further to report on this.
No, we're moving ahead with it as quickly as possible and trying to get some concept costed so that we can put it into the financial model at the moment.
But that will come back at the next task force meeting.
I'm afraid I don't know. We will make our report to DevB, and I'm sure they'll make arrangements for us then to report it to the task force or the commission, yes.
And then final item, just on the Ireland Task Force agenda for last time, was this whole issue of how we bring some consistency to consideration of advertising and signboard signs on the harbour front. And you'll find attached to this paper the checklist, which has been worked up largely with the help of Peter Cookson Smith, but with input from all task force members, which suggests a list of areas that should and need to be considered whenever we get an application of this nature. So it's no more than a checklist at this stage, but at least it should ensure consistency when we come to look at this type of proposal. Peter, anything you'd like to add on it?
No.
Okay, thank you. But members, I think I do need you to endorse the checklist, if you don't mind. It has been carefully reviewed by the task force several times. Could I have that endorsement? Paul?
Chairman, I like to endorse it as a checklist, a living checklist, i.e. we can update it as we find necessary. And I'd like to endorse it without the typos in the heading.
Oh, apologies. Yes, noted. Sorry about that. All right, any questions on the report on the Ireland Task Force? Paul?
Chairman, just a few points. I think that when we discussed the SkyTrail, we were looking not only at the connection with Hang Fa Chum, but also the connection with Lei Yung Mun Park, the riding park across the road. On the issue of the business case for the three piers, I believe that we were hoping for a business case for the piers and the deck, but that the proponent, of course, was the highways department, and therefore may not be, or the transport department may not be the right party to provide us with a business case for the piers plus the deck, but that was definitely a point we made. It is under B, the third bullet point under B. On the new One Tribe ferry pier, we discussed the transformer, and we discussed from that also that we would hope that the transformer was temporary, and in terms of its location, therefore we decided on a simple and neutral design so we could make changes as we needed in the future. And we recognized that we needed to have a good look at the detailed planning for One Tribe. For the connectivity centre on One Side, Chairman and members, I was just in City Hall to have my lunch in Maxine's, and I looked out of the window and I noticed the distance between the City Hall entrance and the boundary of Site 4, future development site, and I invite you to look at that and the amount of land that is between the exit of the City Hall and the entrance of the bars and restaurants on Site 4 is a massive piece of land. I mean, it's probably the width of two runways, third runways. It is large, and I think that just looking at the enhancement of Site 4 and 7, I think we'll have to have a close work when we look at connectivity at how we're going to take those road reserves and pavement reserves and lay-by reserves and see how we can enhance those areas. I really invite the entire commission to have a look and look around there and try to imagine crossing that distance. It's a large, we've always said that the roads are the major segregator. I think in terms of connectivity, that whole P2 area and the amount of land we have reserved for it is large. It falls under the jurisdiction of the Highways Department. It falls outside our sites that we're looking at from a harbour front enhancement committee point of view. But I invite the chair to at least suggest his own task force to have a close look at that, because I think we have to work with highways and figure out how we can improve that. It is really a terrible.
Let's pick that up when we look at connectivity in the next meeting.
Thank you.
I'm not sure we did talk about a business case for the deck, but I won't argue with you. It was a business case for the piers, but we can check that on the minutes anyway. Mrs. Lamb, I think you had something to say. Sorry,
Chairman. I just want to make a few comments on the various issues addressed at the Hong Kong Task Force. Well, first of all, it is gratifying to note that we are now really moving from the previous planning conceptualization into some execution work where you have projects in front of you. As I said at the beginning of the Harbourfront Commission's series of meetings, the people at large is now very keen to see things happening on the harbourfront. If some of you who have joined us at the opening of the Hong Kong and Tsim Sha Tsui Promenade on Saturday, you realize the excitement of people, district council members, about really able to see some results so that they could enjoy the harbourfront. So I just want to make a general comment that, of course, we could continuously spend time on the design, on the business viability and things like that, but sometimes we have to draw a line and get on with the project. Otherwise, we'll be disappointing many people. Particularly on Central Piers 4 to 6, I suspect the task force members have been given a background to why we need this additional floors, 1.5 each, on top of Piers 4 to 6. It's because of trying to ensure the sustainability of the outlying ferry services. Whether we like it or not, these ferry services are not going to be self-sufficient very readily because of the patronage and the high cost of running these ferry piers. So we have been in discussion with Transport and Housing Bureau that perhaps by increasing the non-fare box revenue through some form of what you call cross-subsidization, they were able to still attract ferry operators to run these ferries for the outlying population and also for tourism and so on. So there is indeed a timetable to making available these additional floor space for the ferry operators, hopefully come the next round of renewal or re-tendering of these ferry services. So I just hope that perhaps when the task force is consulted again based on CDD's business case, please bear that in mind. And it's often a chicken and egg because this business case will be making certain assumptions, but until and unless we could make use of the additional space and attract people, then it's very difficult to project the viability. Some of the complaints about the current sort of lack of activities in some of the central piers, I would say, is also a matter of management. It's not just a matter of space. It's also a matter of management. And for this additional space, if the intention is for the ferry operators to operate the space as well, then the management problem that we are facing in some of the central piers probably won't be there. So I am pretty optimistic that there is a business case, particularly given the ferry service angle. The second point I want to make, having been on Saturday morning, is about the utilization of the piers, or what I call the revitalization of the piers, in the same way that we have been revitalizing historic buildings. Because I noticed that of this pair of pretty sizable Hong Kong piers, one of them is now being locked up. Maybe Joseph could enlighten me. I think it's because the service ceased. So we now have this rather sizable pier lying idle. So while we are still planning the physical, the hardware of the central piers and also the Wan Chai piers, we have a ready candidate for some experiment. If we could experiment whether there is a business case, for example, by inviting expression of interest, whether there is anybody interested to come in and run the piers on a 5-year lease, I don't know, with some F&B, some arts facilities and so on, then we have some real life example of what business viability means. And that area is in fact one of the suitable areas because of this linkage between Tsim Sha Tsui and Hong Kong, now connected and with a very sizable residential population in Wangbo Sanxun and Wangbo Fayun. I think it may not be too difficult to establish that sort of vibrancy. So if members are also as keen as I am, then I would ask Winnie to explore with the relevant department. At the moment, I think the pier belongs to Marine, or you?
Do
you have any plans, Joseph?
We, one or two, I mean, this is for members' internal reference only at this point in time.
One or two. because things are still very fluid, and of course, I don't want to, tie the operators down at this point in time. One or two operators have previously expressed an interest to make use of the pier, but they haven't actually been very firm on that. So, Chair, as the Secretary was saying just now, for the time being, the pier is now being locked up, and so obviously if it is indeed the case that none of the ferry operators are interested, then we need to find a creative and imaginative solution to put that pier to good use. And I think as the promenade is now open, more possibilities are open. But first of all, we need to ensure that none of the ferry operators are in fact interested in the pier.
I like the idea. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think we should open up the pier as soon as possible with the expression of interest. Arts Group could use it even on a 6-month basis while PD sorts out the discussion with the ferry operators and other boat users. I'm sure that the Land Water Interface Task Force will have some views on it too, whether this actually is a facility with potential marine users in the future. So we should keep it. And the duration, I'm not sure whether we should lock it up for 5 years to an operator and disable the marine users for 5 years. But I think we should immediately and try as quick as possible use that space. I always point out that on the Hang Hom waterfront, until we start to make the improvement on the promenade, people had tables and chairs outside the restaurant, these piers. And after we started making improvements, our dear FEHD probably took it on them to clear out the outdoor seating there because it wasn't licensed. But it was the most vibrant and the most active and very cheap fried rice noodles shop right on the waterfront where people from Hong Kong could go. And when we went there, the green carpet just did, but the tables and chairs disappeared, probably making sure that, the dignitary wouldn't see it. But I think, there is a great demand, and I think we should move with it as quick as possible, but probably shorter term, and work together with TD in terms of alternative users. For alternative marine users in the future.
Yep. Okay. I'd certainly agree with that. Yep. Members, any other comments? Is it anything you want to say?
No.
Okay. So, Winnie, first task. Okay.
Peter,
sorry.
Well, I'd just like to make the point, again, coming back to the central piers, Mr. Chairman, that I do agree that I think the management issue is very important. And I certainly don't want to delay matters, but I think it is fair to say that one aspect of this is that the presentation that was made to us at the task force really had taken absolutely no accord with all the comments that we made on the design at the first presentation. I would like to stress that I think all steps should be taken to ensure that the architectural and the spatial interpretation of the piers as gateway elements should be taken to be of paramount importance, just as we must of course be concerned with viable GFA, and that the height or the number of stories should be evaluated in respect to this.
Thank you. Thank you much. All right. Thank you.